Hello, this is Joy Ray Freeman. The following program was produced and broadcast during 2000. I am a master healer, spiritual warrior, writer, and workshop retreat facilitator. My intent is to assist those who are ready to become whole and productive contributors for creating a better world. Please check out my main website for empowerment and or healing opportunities. Joy, number 2, letter U, .org. Enjoy the program.
This is Joy Ray Freeman, bringing joy to the world. Are you being valued? At work and in your relationships, does it seem as if you're being taken for granted and that the rewards are out of balance? That those who have the money have all of the control? And does it dampen your spirit? Don't be discouraged. Things are changing. More and more, as we make choices to not be taken for granted, there is a very major shift happening. Exercise your options. Refuse to be a slave to someone else's ego and greed. If you are ready to create your own destiny, many of us are ready to help you take those first steps.
Well, I couldn't hear nobody pray. Was way down yonder by myself, and I couldn't hear nobody pray.
Well, I couldn't hear nobody pray. I was way down yonder by myself, and I couldn't hear nobody pray. Well, I couldn't hear nobody pray.
Couldn't hear nobody.
hierarchy of Aries. Thank you for awakening the fire in all life as our planet resurrects with the renewal of light. From the tomb of matter, the Christ star is released. The ending and beginning will again become complete. Our earth sings to the glory of Christ. His resurrection flame ignites our own inner light. All is ablaze with his garment, supernal, lighting the way, the path to life eternal. Each day I am resurrected into the new. Karma understood, no need to review. Speech and thoughts are controlled by my heart. My challenge to create with a joyful new start. I am kindness, seeing true in all that I do. A goal-filled life with God's purpose in view. I unite with the flames of all life, far and near. Thus a rainbow bridge from one kingdom to another appears. I ascend the steps to my angel above, who is filled with the Christ, our Lord of love. Fired by desire from my own inner flame, I ascend to solar, galactic, and cosmic planes. Strengths that amaze men. They carry children. They carry hardships. They carry burdens. But they hold happiness, love, and joy. They smile when they want to scream. They sing when they want to cry. They cry when they are happy and laugh when they are nervous. They fight for what they believe. They stand up for justice. They don't take no for an answer when they believe there's a better solution. They go without new shoes so their children can have shoes. They go to the doctor with a frightened friend and love unconditionally. They cry when their children excel and cheer when their friends get awards. They are happy when they hear about a birth or a new marriage. Their hearts break when a friend dies. They have sorrow at the loss of a family member, yet they are strong when they think there is no strength left. They know that a hug and a kiss can heal a broken heart. Women come in all sizes, all shapes, all colors. They'll drive, fly, walk, run, or email you to show how much they care about you. The heart of a woman is what makes the world spin. Women do more than just give birth. They bring joy and hope. They give compassion. They have ideals. They give moral support to their family and friends. Women have a lot to say and a lot to give. If you know a woman who you recognize from these descriptions, let her know just how awesome she is.
There's a lamppost on 2nd Avenue, and I see you standing there every month or two. You don't stay there any longer than it takes to sell your wares, but I've always taken notice of you being there. And it's a living for a day or two or three. What you do the other 30 matters not to me. Or should I say it didn't matter before I knew your name? Now people on the street don't look the same. I fumbled for my wallet. I was just another stranger, stopping on the street to buy a real change. There's a building on 3rd Avenue, and I go there every day like I've promised to. I traded in my freedom for a paper guarantee. I offer up my hours for a salary. And it's a living, though I worry that my dreams got lost in the bargain. That's the way it seems. But that's more than I mentioned when I handed you my bill. You said, care to help the homeless? And I said, I will. And I handed you my fiver. I didn't feel too much pain as you counted out your ones and gave me real change. The wind was blowing chilly down the avenue, and though I've often passed you by, I walked right up to you. I knew I was tired when I asked you for your name. Then I said it didn't matter, no, it's all the same. And you said David touched your badge. I said I've seen you here before. I come down every night, I walk right by the store. It was over in a moment, and I left, but even yet there was a look on your face that I can't forget. I just stopped to buy a paper. It was just a brief exchange, but ever since I left, I've felt a real change. Endless faces on the street, avoiding gazes, never meet. But each of us has an equal claim to stand up straight, speak our name. Now I walk across your corner and it's empty in the rain. You must have sold all your papers. That would explain it. But while you're walking through the city on a rope without a net, there's a stranger knows your name and she won't forget. For you see, it really matters. There's no two of us the same. I thank you for the paper and the real change.
Gratitude opens us up to moments of grace. No one can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in the world. Morihei Ueshiba, the father of Aikido, once described an experience he had walking alone in his garden. Suddenly, I felt a golden spirit sprang up from the ground. My mind and body turned into light. I was able to understand the whispering of the birds and was clearly aware of the mind of God, the spirit of loving protection for all beings. Endless tears of joy streamed down my cheeks. Since that time, I have grown to feel that the whole earth is my home. Have you ever had an experience in which you slip out of ordinary space and time and tap into the flow of the universe, where there is no separation between you and everything else, and where everything seems perfectly right just as it is? Some people find such moments of transcendence through meditation, others in nature, and still others when making love. As a young child, I often experienced such moments in the early spring, tromping alone in the icy stream near my house. Such moments are rare gifts in which we open to an expansive, ecstatic state of big mind, the place where all is right with us and the world. These moments of grace are so rare and so wonderful that many spiritual seekers spend a lifetime trying to experience them. And the desire to feel such expansiveness is often the impetus for taking mind-altering drugs. I'm convinced that you don't have to meditate for years on a mountaintop or take LSD to experience such transcendence. All you have to do is tap into the fullness of a sense of gratitude, and grace will likely descend upon you. We can't force or demand such magical, mystical experiences, but we can offer ourselves up as willing and worthy participants by reveling in the wonders that we are already experiencing. Through gratitude, our souls, in Emily Dickinson's words, always stand ajar, ready to welcome the ecstatic experience. Anger is a condition in which the tongue works faster than the mind. You can't change the past, but you can ruin the present by worrying about the future. Love, and you shall be loved. God always gives the best to those who leave the choice with Him or her. All people smile in the same language. A hug is a great gift. One size fits all. It can be given for any occasion, and it's easy to exchange. Everyone needs to be loved, especially when someone thinks they don't deserve to be loved. The real measure of a man's wealth is what he has invested in eternity. Laughter is God's sunshine. Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. It's important for parents and other leaders to live the same things they teach. Thank God for what you have and trust God for what you need. If you fill your heart with regrets of yesterday and the worries of tomorrow, you have no today to be thankful for. Happy memories never wear out. Relive them as often as you want. Home is the place where we grumble the most, but really, it's where we want to be. Man looks at an outward appearance, but God looks within. The choice you make today will usually affect tomorrow. Take time to laugh, for it is the music for the soul. If anyone speaks badly of you, live so no one will believe it. Patience is the ability to idle your motor when you feel like stripping your gears. Love is strengthened by working through conflicts together. The best things parents can do for their children is to love each other. Harsh words break no bones, but they do break hearts. To get out of a difficulty, one usually must go through it. We take for granted the things that we should be giving thanks for. Love is the only thing that can be divided without being diminished. Happiness is enhanced by others, but does not depend on others. You are richer today if you have laughed, given, or forgiven. For every minute you are angry with someone, you lose 60 seconds of happiness that you can never retrieve. Do what you can for who you can with what you have and where you are. To your friend, give loyalty. To your enemy, forgiveness. To your boss, excellence in service. To a child, a good example.
In your heart.
Are either windows or their walls. I feel so sentenced by your words. I feel so judged and sent away. Before I go, I've got to know. Is that what you meant to say? Before I rise to my defense, before I speak in hurt or fear, before I build that wall of words, tell me, did I really hear? Words are windows, or they're walls. They sentence us or set us free. When I speak and when I hear, let the love light shine through me. There are things I need to say, things that mean so much to me. If my words don't make me clear, will you help me to be free? If I seemed to put you down, if you felt I didn't care, try to listen through my words to the feelings that we share. It was by Ruth Biebermeier.
Carpenter when he could find the work. My mother, she made leather bags and shirts. We'd sell them at a roadside stand as tourist souvenirs, with feathers, beads, tomahawks, and spears. Business never was too brisk, but we'd stay there all day, just in case some customers came by. And as the hours dragged along, I'd gaze into the clouds, watching birds and wishing I could fly. Like a red-tailed hawk, I would dance upon the wind. I would sail aloft with the spirits of my kin. I would glide, loop, and dive as I flew across the land. Like a red-tailed hawk, I would fly through the sky. My ancestors were spirits of the water, earth, and air. They roamed the fields and mountains everywhere. They hunted what they needed and they gathered as they'd go. They were not bound by what they did not know. The old men used to tell me that our elders knew the way change into the other forms of life. Well, if I knew their secrets, I would leap into the sky, flap my feathered wings and take to flight. Like a red-tailed hawk, I would dance upon the wind. I would sail along with the spirits of my kin. I would glide, loop, and dive as I flew across the land. Like a red-tailed hawk, I would fly through the sky, free again. My father was a carpenter when he could find the work. My mother, she made leather bags and shirts. Whatever skills they had, they tried to pass along to me. But I still seek the magic in my dreams. Like a red-tailed hawk, I will dance upon the wind. I will sail along the spirits of my kin. I will glide, loop, and dive as I fly across the land. Like a red-tailed hawk, I will fly through the sky, free again.
Attempt to resolve it, kindly put it in the something for God to do box. It will be addressed in my time, not yours. Once the matter is placed into the box, do not hold on to it. If you find yourself stuck in traffic, don't despair. There are people in this world for whom driving is an unheard-of privilege. Should you have a bad day at work, think of the person who's been out of work for years. Should you despair over a relationship gone bad, think of the person who has never known what it's like to love and be loved in return. Should you grieve the passing of another weekend, think of the woman in dire straits working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week to feed her children. Should your car break down, leaving you miles away from assistance, think of the paraplegic who would love the opportunity to take that walk. Should you notice a new gray hair in the mirror, think of the cancer patient in chemo who wishes he or she had hair to examine. Should you find yourself at a loss and pondering what is life all about, asking what is my purpose, be thankful. There are many who didn't live long enough to even be wondering.
Caper. There was a blonde woman who was having financial troubles, so she decided to kidnap a child and demand a ransom. She went to a local park, grabbed a little boy, took him behind a tree, and wrote this note: "I have kidnapped your child. Leave $10,000 in a plain brown bag behind the big oak tree in the park tomorrow at 7 a.m. Signed, The Blonde." She pinned the note inside the little boy's jacket and told him to go straight home. The next morning, she returned to the park to find the $10,000 in a brown bag behind the big oak tree, just as she had instructed. Inside the bag was the following note: "Here is your money. I cannot believe that one blonde would do this to another."
always be a first-rate version of yourself instead of a second-rate version of somebody else. That's what Judy Garland said. Well, I make a terrible Judy Garland, said Sarah Van Breathnach. It's taken me nearly my entire lifetime to come to this awareness, but I've not been the same woman since I did. Neither will you be once this truth awakens in your heart. You see, whether we are consciously aware of it or not, we are constantly programmed by the world to be other women, not ourselves. We're supposed to look like Cindy Crawford, entertain like Martha Stewart, and decorate like Alexandra Stoddard. With this pervasive social schizophrenia, it's no wonder that women are terribly confused about the issue of authenticity. According to Webster's Dictionary, to be authentic is to be not imaginary, false, or imitation. To be authentic is to be genuine, veritable, bona fide, being actually and precisely what is claimed. The only thing that we can genuinely claim to be is ourselves. And our best is good enough, even on a bad day. I know a woman who is a high-powered advertising executive in New York. There is no one I know on the planet who is more creative, articulate, accomplished, and funny. But some days, she doesn't see it that way. She grew up in a home where performance was always graded. And, as a result, she's extremely hard on herself. Her personal grade of C- is probably everyone else's A+. We are all so hard on ourselves. We not only want to be other people, we want to be a perfect version of them. Let me tell you about another woman I know. When her first book was published, close friends will testify she acted like a raving lunatic. Instead of congratulating herself on producing such a beautiful book after years of effort, she was about to throw herself off a cliff because she had used the wrong verb tense in one sentence. Instead of celebrating her achievement, she robbed herself of the joy she deserved. Now she knows better, thank God. Did you know that Amish quilters will deliberately add a mismatched patch to each quilt to remind themselves that only spirit can create perfectly? We need to remember that. We should only strive to be the first-rate version of ourselves. And our best is always good enough. Look out to the natural world that surrounds you, the bountiful earth, the vast oceans, the expansive sky, the infinity of stars. You truly live in an abundant universe. The main factor that limits your supply is how much you think you deserve. A lack of prosperity in your life often reflects your limiting beliefs about what is possible. Perhaps you believe in a world of scarcity, you think there is only so much to go around. If I have more, others will have less. But the physical world manifests from creative thought. And since creative thought is limitless, so is the potential supply for you and for everyone else. Abundance is your birthright. Open yourself to the prosperity that you deserve. The pleasures of the physical world are yours to enjoy so long as you don't make them your master. You are the master of your own destiny. Until next time, this is Joy Ray Freeman, wishing joy to the world.